There is someone here this morning that said this past week these very words. You said them to someone else or whatever, but you said them to God. Oh, you didn't think you were saying them to God, but you were. You said, I will do what I want to do. That's what you said. I will do what I want to do. I once said that too. But the great loving Father showed me how foolish that is. Had I had my way and done what I wanted to do, I would not be in the ministry today. I would have been shipwrecked. I don't know who you are, but you said that this week. God's calling your attitude into question this morning. God's calling your attitude into question this morning. And He is saying this to you. Do you really want to do what you want to do? And now before you answer that, because I believe I'm speaking under the anointing of the Holy Ghost right here, and this is serious business. Before you answer that, God knows what will happen in the next few weeks and months of your life. If you do it your way, be assured you will reap destruction. If you do it God's way, you'll reap righteousness and victory, goodness, happiness, and joy. So before you answer that, please think on it carefully. You stand on holy ground. On the one hand is blessing, and on the other cursing. Choose you this day whom you will follow. God is making and breaking some people right now this morning in this service. This is the most unusual thing I have ever encountered. I wouldn't stand here this morning for nothing. There are some people in this congregation this morning that are deciding eternal destinies. Deciding eternal things. God is making and breaking some people here this morning. I pray, oh how I pray, that He's making you. This is strange. This is weird. This is weird. I wouldn't have come this way by my own choosing for nothing. I would never, ever speak the words I just spoke. Never. For once I have spoken them, I can never recall them. Please listen to me this morning. Please, everybody here, listen to me. This is not just another service. This is not just another saying, okay, I'm not going to do it today, but someday I will. This is not one of those times. This is not one of those times. How can I get to you and make you realize that you are standing on holy ground? You are in the midst of a war, a battlefield, and on one hand, God and all of His power and might is ready to rise at a moment and defend you and keep you. And on the other hand are all the forces of hell trying to drag you down. And this day, you choose. And when you go from this service, friend, you will not go like you went from other services. It will not be just another day. I have brought you face to face with Jesus Christ. You stand on holy ground. Please don't trample the blood of Jesus underfoot. Karen, would you play Amazing Grace? I feel that God has spoken some of the strongest words that I have ever spoken. Friends, I don't speak those words lightly. I don't speak those words flippantly. I'm troubled in here. Do you understand me? I'm troubled in here. I've spoken something that could mean disaster to your life this morning, or I've spoken something that could mean tremendous blessing. I have spoken something this morning. I would to God I had never preached, and to have you stand there and rebel against it and go out of here and reap destruction in your life. I would to God I had never set foot in this church this morning than to have stood here and spoken what I have spoken. Lose you to the devil. Please listen to me this morning. Please listen to me this morning. Please. 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 Decide for Jesus now. Decide for Jesus now. Please. Please decide for Jesus now. Don't wait. It's that serious.